Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Oh, unfortunately not Mike Kelly. This is Allison Norman, co-host, for the past, it was 6 or 7 years, we can't quite figure it out. Left for some personal reasons with my own family health issues, I think around beginning of 2018, left the Real Estate Hour, but I'm glad to be back, but
maybe
not,
under... That was a big part of the show. Maybe you should update your family issues with your daughter. How's she doing? Is that okay to ask you that?
Yeah, on yeah. Yes. Well, I don't want to take up time, she's doing well. And yes, my daughter has been through a couple of bouts of cancer. I'm currently dealing with a brain tumor, but it's under control. It's a low grade, slow growing. No, it's okay. And we're doing okay. It's a lot to get through as a 25-year-old. And that's kind of why I stepped away from the show and really had to focus on my own family and keep myself, keep a roof over my house doing just real estate. Thank you for asking, though, Joe. We do have a ton of calls. I want to remind you, I think I got distracted by that, but if you haven't, that's okay. If you haven't been listening, and it's been everywhere, so if you haven't heard about it yet, I don't know how you could not have. Mike Kelly has left the building. Mike Kelly left us, passed away last Monday. We're celebrating his life and his longtime career in real estate. It was 40 years last year. 30, I think we're deciding it's somewhere around 30 to 34 years on KSRO. We're not quite sure. 40 plus years of marriage. His wife, Luann, is here with us today, as well as some longtime Real Estate Hour friends and colleagues. And we're taking calls. And Joe Pasquini running the board. It's been 20.
Boy, are we taking calls.
Let me remind you. I'll give you the phone number, but 707-636-1350. Love to hear your short stories. We're going to try and fit you all in. And you're running Joe ragged, so be patient with us there. But before we do anything else, we do have Alex Stone on the line. Alex is an ABC News correspondent. Got his start as a teenager and at KSRO Studios and ran the board for Mike at the very early early days of the Real Estate Hour. So good morning, Alex. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Allison, and it's great to hear your voice, but there was something about in that open hearing, and here's Mike, that then you expect that booming voice of Mike to pop in there. And,
right.
But all of the remembrances today and everybody calling in and Luann being there, what a fitting tribute it is for Mike today. And on this day that he would have loved, on Super Bowl Sunday, I remember every Sunday he would come in, and it was all about sports, and he would ask me to put on a channel on, it was back in the late 90s, so we had a big tube TV, actually it wasn't that big, but the tube in the back was, in the newsroom, which is now where the studio is, where you're sitting. It was kind of a little TV that went deep into the wall over in the corner, and he would stand in there and watch whatever game was coming in from the East Coast and then pop in and do the show. But what an amazing man. And I have the fondest memories of those 3 or 4 years that we would see each other every Sunday morning. And what a part of Sundays Mike was.
He really was. And you were pretty young at the time. Were you just starting in the news? Maybe?
Yeah, I was going to school at Montgomery High School. And it was probably 1996. To 1999, and then I left to go to college out in Colorado. So we did 3 or 4 years together, and I mean, he was just the kindest guy. That he would come in, and the kid sitting on the other side of the board punching the buttons for him was 16 years old and just got his driver's license, and I would mess up constantly. But Mike was always really nice about it and calm about it, and and hearing location, location, location in that open too. Uh-huh. And I can't tell you how many times I would hear him say that on the air to callers where, he would say it's not so much about, the window coverings or not so much about the if your backyard is that huge, but it's all about the location. And even at a teenage age, I learned so much from him about real estate and life and everything else. And just the jovial person who he was. That, look, I'm sure he had issues at that time that in his personal life he was dealing with, but you never saw that. You never heard it. Every Sunday morning was the most beautiful Sunday morning. It was a wonderful Sunday morning. Lots of sports were on tap, and it was a beautiful day in Sonoma County every time that the mic would come on.
Alex, this is Luann. I just want to say thank you. And I can remember way back, I think before you did the border, maybe at that time, that you were a were you an intern for Grady?
Yeah, it was kind of an unofficial internship, but yeah, probably the best title for it, and for Grady, and then, but we couldn't run the board until I could drive to the station. Before then, my mom would bring me in, but you know, then once you're actually working, you know, so I would pull up for Mike's show in my Toyota Corolla that looked like a Tic Tac winter blue color, and we would do the show, and then call it a day after that, but it just. Luann, your love, your relationship, I remember him talking about your wonderful marriage and just what a great guy. I mean, you had an amazing husband.
Thank you. Thank you. And I can remember when Mike would say that you had that police scanner next to your bed.
That is true. That is true.
Out
that still happens sometimes. Not as often, but still happens sometimes.
There you go. It'll be in the Smithsonian, I think. Thank you. Alex. Oh,
thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling in. And Mike was very proud to have known you and have had you run his board and go on to bigger and better things. So he was proud of that, proud of you. So.
Well, thank you, guys. And I know he loved doing the show and, loved everybody there at Keller Williams and Joe, everything you did for him for years. That it's a great tribute you're doing today, and what a man for Sonoma County. He really symbolized the heart and the shining aspect of Sonoma County on Sunday mornings, and he'll definitely be missed. We love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks. Bye. So
I was going to say, Alex, I told Alex off the air that I'm getting in contact with him now. He's like a distant relative. We seem to talk to each other when the news isn't so good,
but when it's bad news.
Yeah, no, you got to fix that.
We really need to change that, Alex. Next time, maybe a giant World Series in dedication of Mike for the.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You guys
you
are definitely.
You're sounds good. Thanks, guys. Happy Sunday.
Thank you,
Alex.
Yeah, you, Joe, you and Alex are share a special connection that none of us do with that running that board for Mike Kelly.
Yeah, and you know, before he did Mike and I did Mike for sure. I ran the board for him. When he was in high school, he'd bring two or three high school students of his into they had their own show Saturday afternoon.
Oh, and you'd run the board.
And
oh.
I ran the board for him. Yeah,
awesome.
So, it's been a few years.
It has been a few years. Okay, so we do have John Duran joined us in the studio. Old time. I keep saying that. Old time. Long time. Old friend. Not old. But if you don't mind, John, I just want to acknowledge you're here. But I've got a couple people holding. One of who we already asked to call back once. So I want to make sure we get Karen Grotti on the line. Karen is our 2019 chair. It used to be called a president. We downgraded a little to a chair a few years ago, but we still think you're our president, Karen. Chair of the Santa Rosa chapter of the North Bay Association of Realtors, helping us run our chapter and our weekly meeting that Mike moderated for 20 years. So I wanted you to call in and tell us the Mike story for one, and then if you could talk a little bit about Mike's involvement with the chapter over these years.
Right. Well, thank you. Hi, everybody. Good morning. I drove very fast from Bodega Bay.
Thank you.
So I didn't drop the call. And just wanted to let you know, Luann, I never had the pleasure of meeting you. And please accept my condolences on behalf of the entire council.
Thank you.
And I just adored Mike. And I happened to, this is the one week I decided to go away out of town on two big trips. And I was in Washington, D.C. when I got the call that Mike had passed. So it was a little overwhelming for me because I just really had so much respect and admiration for him. So I just want to let you know that I was looking forward to being the 2019 council chair this year. One of the reasons was, and Allison, I think you know this and so does John, is that Mike was our moderator up there, and I was so looking forward to standing up there with him every week and conducting our meeting. So that will be, I'll miss that. But what I loved doing with him was I loved the fact that only Mike Kelly could get away with ribbing everybody that walked up there. And I'm like a little terrified now saying, well, how am I going to get up there and tell people they can't talk longer or they and give them a hard time? So he was just such an amazing person to get up there and conduct the meeting. He was always very inclusive to everybody that comes to our Tuesday meetings. And encourage new people. And it's interesting because when you go to the Tuesday morning meetings and you have to get up there and pitch a property or talk about something, it's a terrifying thing for many people. Public speaking is not comfortable for everybody. And it's watching Mike over the years that really helped me gain the confidence in public speaking. So I thank him for that. And I think he needs to be acknowledged for really having an abundance mentality. And knowing that there's enough business for everybody, and also being very inclusive to all the new members of our chapter.
Oh yeah, so. You're right, and thank you for bringing that up. You're right, and knowing everybody's name,
and I really did. Who was there for the first time?
And who was there for the first time? Yeah, and thanking people for coming, and you're right, including people, and there are realtors who, you know. Maybe don't like the newbies coming in, you know, and the
right,
and he was very inclusive of that, and you know, or how long have you been in real estate? And really, we heard so many people say how he took them under his wing, and he acknowledged everybody and had time for everybody.
No, he's really, you know, now when I'm up there speaking, I'm going to be channeling him, although I don't think I can get away with teasing people as much as he could. But, you know, what I loved about what Mike did for that meeting, too, is that he always, you know, he did have a special connection with everybody that walked up there, even if he didn't know them. He just sort of settled you down when you were there. And for some of us, he had like little jokes. He always teased me about my shoes if I was wearing certain shoes. It was just kind of funny. But, and for the chapter, over the years of the chapter, I know Sally with Norbar put together a beautiful, kind of, you know, biography of his involvement with the chapter. And he was very politically involved, and he did a great job, bringing the important politics of Sonoma County housing and Santa Rosa housing to the meeting, and letting the agents and the affiliates there know that this is really important, that we all need to be dialed into what's happening in our community.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Do you have a funny
so
Mike story?
I will miss him terribly, and enjoyed listening to the show this morning, and we'll continue to listen.
Good, and we'll look forward to seeing you up there Tuesday mornings, and you're right, it won't be the same.
You'll have plenty of support. Don't worry, Karen. Mike will be with you on your shoulder
Mike
the whole
will be,
time.
Yes.
You're going to be there for me. Yeah, it takes a village. We all have to do
we'll
this
We'll be
together,
there. Yeah, so. We're going through it together. But thank you for thanks for your involvement with the North Bay Association of Realtors. And you're right, Mike did a lot of championing for the realtor, for the North Bay Association of Realtors, California Association of Realtors, and just the profession itself, and really kind of held us all to a higher level of professionalism.
But he did, and ethically. I mean, he's such an ethical person, and really, I keep going back to, you know, something my own broker says is having an abundance mentality. Mike Kelly really embodied that as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate
it. Thank you for inviting me to call in. I really appreciate it. And I know John Duran's there, and so I look forward to hearing what he has to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Karen Grotti. She is our chair this year of the Santa Rosa chapter of the North Bay Association of Realtors and a good friend of Mike Kelly, as everyone else. And so we have John Duran in the studio, another good friend. Everybody was a good friend of Mike Kelly. Well, you know, did he not have any friends?
Mike was his good friend. That's the way he treated everybody. And,
Mike
may have left his body, but he's never going to leave our hearts and or the community. And, I mean, that's the impact that he's had on everybody from all the calls and the people that have made comments already. I mean, the one thing that becomes apparent is how loved he was and how compassionate he was. And he was all about best practices and being the best possible realtor he could be and influencing everybody else in the same way. We had breakfast at the holiday breakfast. We sat down together for a while, and he was commiserating with me about 40 years in real estate because we each got our license in 1978. He was talking about all the changes that he had seen. And yet, you know, even with the technology today and the latest in, developments in real estate, Mike was always on top of it. I mean, he was from the beginning of it. He was always at the cutting edge of the technology. And I can tell you from moderating a lot of panels with him, he would call me and say, hey, we can do this. We don't need to worry about questions. We know what we're talking about. We'll just wing it. And then the night before the panel, I'd get 8 pages of typewritten notes and 3 graphs. And then he'd say, what do you think?
We were winging it.
Exactly. That's how he would wing it, you know. Yes. So he was always the most prepared person in the room. And, you know, I loved him. We went back many years, a lot of great experiences. There was a time when I left working in general real estate and went to work for Christofferson Homes and was as their broker sales manager. And Mike really encouraged me to get involved in the realtor community and stay involved in it, even though I was working for a builder, and to come and explain what our co-op policy was and what, you know, under what conditions would we pay commissions and not pay commissions. And that was really an important thing to have happen at that point, because it really opened up that entire industry, because a lot of builders at that time weren't cooperating. Christofferson made the decision at that time to do it, and they were kind of set the tone, and then every other builder realized to compete they had to do the same thing. Well, Mike was largely responsible for that by encouraging us to get involved, come to the meetings, pitch our listings, talk about what we were doing to cooperate and support the rest of the industry. So he was always looking at a way to create an inclusiveness for us, you know, and I admired that in him, obviously. You know, but in terms of one of the things I wanted to say, that I brought this in, and I know it was mentioned in one of the newspaper stories, that Mike used to love to say that shy salespeople have skinny kids. And he would do that to encourage agents that might otherwise be a little intimidated to get up and talk and to support their clients. So starting Tuesday, we'll have this sign that I brought in that'll be 2 foot by 10 foot long, large enough that anybody in the room can see it. And it'll say, shy salespeople have skinny kids, so Mike will always be at our sales meetings from now on. There'll never be a sales meeting that Mike won't be present at.
Right, and that's awesome. And thank you so much. What a great idea. And really, we were thinking, how can we go on with this meeting without Mike here? So.
Yeah, well, because he'll always be there. I mean, that's, you know, people that have this kind of influence, and there's a lot of them that we meet in our life that change the way we live our life because they inspire us. Mm-hmm. Mike was one of those people. He inspired people to be a better you.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say than that?
Right. Yes. He definitely, with me, coming in as a kind of a shy salesperson. And, you know, I came into real estate not realizing I was a salesperson. Well, and he said, you are a salesperson.
You had the most difficult job in the world, being a single parent. Are you kidding me?
Coming into a commission-based, and
commission-based. I mean,
I was a little crazy. But
but Mike was crazy enough to take you in and
mentor
you.
He was, and he saw some potential, and I appreciate that more than I probably told him. You know, tell the people that you care about.
Well, you know, the one thing I will share with people, that, you know, obviously Mike loved music, and he was very involved in music. At one time, I had a club in town. He used to love to come in and listen to the bands play, and was always supportive of music. But when I saw Mike the happiest was when we were riding the ferry on a sunny day going to the ballpark, wearing his Giants cap, all out in his garb, going to root for the Giants. I mean, he was in heaven, having a hot dog. I mean, what else can you say? That's when he was just beaming. You know? Yeah. So that's how I like to think of him.
I've got to say, I really like your hat. Very good.
Old school 49ers. Yeah, I'm wearing it for Mike.
What I'm wondering is, did you just put that uniform on? Did you just buy it after the game?
I did. I bought this within 24 hours of the Clemson-Alabama game to honor somebody else who was great, which was Thor, which is Trevor Lawrence, who at 19 years old beat Alabama. I figured he's worthy of wearing his jersey, so I'm wearing it for the Super Bowl.
It is, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. So we're celebrating Mike Kelly and taking your calls. And Eileen Morelli, our broker operating principal, Keller Williams.
Well, I just wanted to add one little thing. And I think for those of us who've been around for a long time, we all remember Butch Kramer. And yes. When it was very difficult for all of us, we went through this when Butch passed. And I remember that what Butch used to always do is pass out attitude pins.
Up your attitude.
Yeah, up your attitude. And he used to always, no matter where you saw Butch, he would hand you an attitude pin. And I remember he gave me my last one when we were in Costa Rica shortly before he found out that, you know, that he had cancer and all. But anyway, I remember talking to Mike about having a void when Butch passed. And Mike said, someone's got to fill that void. And I said, how do you think we can do it? And he said, I'm going to order 1,000 attitude pins.
Mm. Well, Mike filled that void.
Yes,
he did. And he has been nominated for that award.
Yes, and he definitely filled it. And so then, I think that what we need to do is order a bunch more of these attitude pins. And when we do our celebration of life, we all need to pass those out and remember Mike with our attitude pins.
Absolutely, yes. I was going to actually look and see if I think he had a big bag of them in his office. So maybe Luann can look.
Yes, I was going to ask Luann that last night to see. And we'll get those started. We have another. I ordered about 1,000. I think it was 1,500 of them. So that will get us through the ceremony.
There you go.
And then we'll pass them out to his longtime buddies and let them pass them out.
That's perfect. And carry on with the – somebody's got to remind you that your attitude is your altitude. Is that what he always said?
Exactly.
We've got 4 calls waiting, so we're going to try and get to several people. First on, Steve Jones has been waiting. Thank you, Steve, for being so patient. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Allison. Thanks so much. I wanted to mention the value of the meetings, the MLS meetings in each community. And Karen, you covered that subject quite well. And along with that, the fact that as realtors, we compete and we cooperate. And that's unique in business. And we keep each other honest. And that's really a good thing. The day after Mike died, I broke my femur. So I'm working from home the rest of this month. I don't intend to be out. And I'll miss activities revolving around Mike and also Cal Carpenter, who passed. And then Ben Stone is retired or will be retiring, so there'll be tributes around him. But along with these meetings, Bill Rousseau, you were always one of our great speakers. All the information we get. Sebastopol has one of the best meetings as far as country property and a lot of other things. But the other thing I wanted to mention, someone mentioned about bees. Those bees down at Stony Point and Railroad Avenue.
Uh-oh, we're losing you, Steve.
What?
Oh, you cut out.
Oh, my phone has a problem. The bees that Mike gave away to the Petaluma 4-H kids, are those the ones that are down by the Stony Point and Railroad Avenue?
I don't know. I don't know where they went. He donated them to the Liberty 4-H down in Petaluma.
Well, that's right close to there.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Anna Marie Peterson.
Okay. The other thing to mention is that photo of Mike in the Press Democrat, the way he holds his hands, it was Roger Farah who just reminded me what I'd forgotten, is Mike had this outside bag to carry his body waste, and he held his hands in that manner in front of the Santa Rosa meeting so often. So I was never quite aware of that. But to get on with other people, that's all I have to say. Paul Heck, I would love to hear from him, but I think he's probably kind of emotionally broken up. He and Mike grew up together on the river. But anyway, thank you so much for the show, and I'll keep listening.
All righty, thank you. Thanks for calling, Steve. That was Steve Jones. And we're going to hear from Paul Heck, who is a good time friend, long time friend of Mike Kelly's. Are we going to skip the news? Because so many people are waiting. Skipping the news, and we're going to go right to Gene Von Trendy, who is a longtime photographer and did some photo shoots for lots of realtors, and especially Mike Kelly. Hi, Gene.
Hey, how you guys all doing?
We're doing good.
Doing good, Gene.
Yeah, thanks for holding so long.
Oh, no problem. It's definitely worth the wait. Great show, you guys. You're doing an awesome job. Well, I was Michael J. Kelly's portrait photographer since 1989. And he was truly a real estate legend. And last time I was photographing him, I thought, you know, just a couple years ago, I think it's been about 3 years, and I was sitting there and I'm photographing him going, God, who does he remind me of? And, you know, we're just talking and we're carrying on, having a great time, and I'm like going, that's it. He's the real estate godfather of Sonoma County. So I deemed him Don Kellyoni, the real estate godfather of Sonoma County, and I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. So that's my story, and we really love Mike and, you know, Don Kellyoni.
Thanks, Gene.
This is Luann, Mike's wife. He loved that photo.
His family
is like, oh, that photo, that's Uncle Mike. It's this. It's,
it's
that.
Perfect.
It's just perfect. It suits him to a T, and he was so proud of it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in, Gene, and for all of your
You guys.
Mike
thanks.
Kelly.
Thanks,
thank you.
Gene.
Do we have Paul Heck on the line yet? No, he's probably trying to get through. I'm going to let's just roll through the people that are holding, and then Paul, give us a call, and we'll try and get you on, because I definitely want to talk with you. Mike Trinant. Oh, he's Paul, you're calling the wrong phone number. Call 707-636-1350. Mike Trinant's on the line. And Mike had been on the show quite a few times. I actually just saw Mike the other day. He's our septic engineer, inspector, great guy, friend of the Real Estate Hour, great friend of Mike's. Hi, Mike Trinant. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
I can. I hear some Real Estate Hour music in the background.
I'm listening to the music for the show.
Oh.
Turn it down, please.
We were trying to figure out where that was coming from.
There we go.
Yeah. Tune that down. Thanks for calling in, and love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'll be brief. I know there's a lot of people waiting. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed being on the program and maybe calling in to represent all of those of us that were inspectors, home inspectors, pest inspectors. I did septic systems, on-site wastewater. And how much I enjoyed working with you guys, being on the program, and just wanted to say we'll definitely miss his spirit in the community.
Thank you. Yeah, and he really appreciated your expertise, and you spent a lot of time training us and educating us on the septic system, which could be not a very entertaining subject, but you made it entertaining. So thank you for being a guest several times on the Real Estate Hour, and thanks for the call today.
You bet. Best wishes to you all.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks. Okay. So we're going to get one more call in, and then this is Victoria Summers, who is also a good friend of Mike Kelly, a realtor in the community, and you knew Mike for a long time as well.
I sure did. Good morning, everybody. And Luann, I love you so much. Eileen, of course, such longtime friends of you guys, and Allison more recently. So, yes, I've known Mike since he was a baby realtor, and I was a real baby realtor. He was truly a member of the family. My mom was his mentor when he first got in the business in 1978. And he never let me forget that, and we had a lot of good talks about working with mom and working in real estate in Sonoma County. One thing I really want to say is I don't think anyone ever enjoyed St. Patrick's Day more than Mike. I just don't think anyone will ever look as good in a kilt and a top hat as Mike, and I'll truly think of him and his leprechaun killed every single St. Patrick's Day. Just can't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that a lot of the realtors up there, Eileen, you know, a lot of them in heaven are going, well, Mike, thank goodness, a super fun realtor joining the group. So, God bless you all, and see you soon, and best wishes. Love you all.
Thank you.
Love you, Victoria. Yeah, thank you very much. And just think he's up there with your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already formed a committee.
Yeah, he's already running the meeting.
Yeah. Running for president. Pushing the big guy out. Okay, I don't know where Paul. Can we take a cell phone call?
Can you put it
on speaker and we'll try and pick it up? Hello?
Yeah, hi. Trying to get a hold of John Lynn. This is Paul Heck.
Hey, Paul Heck, you're on the radio, Paul.
I'm on the radio, huh?
We couldn't get you on the live line.
Ring.
It's not ringing through. So, JD just put you on the
We're
on
making
the
it work.
We're improvising in the true fashion of the Real Estate Hour.
Yeah, whatever you need, John.
Well, we just want you to tell that brief story that you did at the meeting regarding the priest and keep it clean.
Luann's horrified.
Yeah, Mike Kelly and I grew up in a little town in Kernerville, and we went to grade school together. I actually met Mike in fourth grade, and as it were, everybody knows everybody in the small town. It was in the 60s. And one of the things that happened was Mike's mom and my mom were like best friends. And unfortunately for us, they were what we call black belt Catholics. So we had to go to not only church on Sunday, but we had to go to catechism on Saturday. And that kind of ruined the whole weekend for us. Pardon?
Just laughing.
No, keep going. We're enjoying your story.
Oh, okay. No, well, it kind of ruined the whole weekend. And we were in grade school. I think we were in seventh or eighth grade. And neither one of us drove. So we just kind of did what we could do. But I don't know if you're familiar with the Catholic Church, but they have this thing called confession. And it's like a free get-out-of-jail card. And, you can go once a week. But Mike and I kind of had the attitude that if we go to catechism on Saturday, which is what they wanted us to do, that kind of ruined Saturday night. So we figured out that if we held off and went to confession on Sunday, we could, we could get absolution from.
You got a free day, basically.
Yeah, basically. And so these priests out there were, everybody knew everybody, like I said. And the thing was, our moms kind of made us be altar boys. So the priests knew us pretty well. And we were probably pretty big guys, from the standpoint of size. We played sports together and everything. So Mike and I were altar boys together at this church. So the priests knew us. You go on this little confession thing and you go, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and here's the things I did bad. Well, like I said, the priests were pretty bored, and they kind of knew who you were. And, Mikey and I decided we'd make up stories. So we just kind of tell them things that, we didn't do. But it always got to things with girls, because we were just learning about that stuff. And Mikey'd go in, and he'd make up a pretty good whopper story. And the priest couldn't believe it, and he started asking them who the gals were. And Mikey couldn't tell them, because there were no girls. There weren't. So the priest would start suggesting names. And what would happen was, Mike came out with, I think one time he told me he got the whole rosary. But I said, oh, gee, that's too bad. He said, that's okay, I got two new leads. So even in those days, Mikey was prospecting.
He always knew how to play an angle.
Yeah, he did. And it was a pretty good deal, because, it was a small town, and a lot of things were different then. They looked after us, and we got to kind of have some fun that I don't think you can get away with today.
Well, I know we thought the world of you.
Sure did.
Well, we grew up together. We played sports together, and, it was a few years later, we went to separate high schools. He went to Elm Reno, and I ended up going to the other school. We called it the Reform School of Cardinal Newman, which at that time it was. About 10 years later, I walked into McElhaney Levy, and who's in there? Mike Kelly's sitting at the front desk, and he says, after 10 years, he hadn't seen me. He goes, heck, we don't want your kind around here.
That's because he knew you too well.
Yeah, I mean, he knew we had a, both had real estate licenses, and I worked in San Francisco learning the business, and Mikey and I traded phone calls occasionally, but we hadn't met in 10 years. So, you know, occasionally we talked, but not very much. So when I relocated back to Santa Rosa, I knew I wanted to go, you know, to a place where it was a little bit fun, and the old McElhaney Levy was kind of fun. I think, John, you were one of the main instigators of that one, weren't you?
Well, I was at Frank Howard Allen, but we were all instigators in those days.
I've heard some stories.
Yeah, we won't talk about the caravans.
Yeah, I was going to say, caravan in the old days was a different caravan than it is today.
Yeah, I think you had to set up not only food, but other nutritious things to get people to come to your open house.
Whatever things it took to make allowed. To do it, you're right.
Yeah, the other thing was after the caravan on Thursday, nobody showed up for work on Friday.
Right, that's why they had it on Thursday instead of Wednesday.
Yeah, no, but Mikey did, he was always prospecting, and Mike had a pretty good knack for telling stories and getting away with stuff, and, you know, there was always something about Mikey. You could always count on him to have a good time, but more so than that, it was always good camaraderie, and just, you know, whatever you did with Mikey, you just... enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. And we appreciate your calling in, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Right. Thanks so much for...
glad to do it. And hope you guys are getting lots of other good calls. Yeah.
We are. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
So that was Paul Heck, and they grew up together. And it's so many people that Mike was being in Sonoma County most of his life, knew everybody, really. Not just real estate, but kind
of,
you know.
One of Sonoma County's natural resources, I think, is something that's been attributed to him. I think he made it up about himself.
He made
himself.
It up. That was his tagline.
I was going to say, I'm sure he made it up.
That was his tagline.
He resembles that remark.
But he was right. He was true.
He was true, yeah. And not just, yeah, I mean, that's what he was... The stories he could tell, the history that he, and not just personal history, but just knowing history of the county.
Well, and he was disarming. I mean, that was the one thing. He was able to disarm people that were otherwise uncomfortable and make them feel comfortable.
You're right.
That's a talent.
It was. And, you know, and guests coming on the radio show would be so nervous. You know, I was so nervous, and he made it so comfortable. And, you know, I would just say, don't worry about it. You're sitting down with a friend.
Like an old shoe. Yes.
Sitting down with a friend.
And most of the time when the hour was over, they'd just sit there and go, where did the hour go?
I know, that
go?
Was so fast. Yeah, it was fun. Let's do some more. Yeah. Yeah, and I felt the same way. It was fun coming in with him every Sunday morning.
You know, I've been sitting really through this show, you know, taking phone calls and all that stuff. I get the feeling Mike had a life outside the radio station.
He did. He had a few lives outside the radio. I mean, he had a very multifaceted life and a lot of groups and had his hands and mind into everything. We're going to take another call. This is the Real Estate Hour. We are celebrating the life of Mike Kelly, who passed away last Monday. Keeping it light and happy and celebrating the amazing man. We have Keith Becker on the line, I believe, if I can read your writing. Hey, Keith. Keith is a longtime friend of mine. Our kids went to school together, and so glad that you and Mike connected, and he relied on you a lot for that. You are a property manager. You want to tell us who you are and about Mike?
Yeah. My name is Keith Becker, and I'm with Thede's Rentals, one of the local property management firms. Now, unlike so many of the people who've known Mike for 40 years or more, my relationship with Mike is only 5 years or less. And what I find extraordinary is exactly what everybody is describing about what Mike has been like his entire life. None of that ever changed, because just recently, and I've been very actively involved in the political stuff that's been going on in Santa Rosa, and Mike said, well, I need to get you on the show. And so he did. And we had a really good show, and I was like, you know what? This is fun. I'd be glad to come back. And he was like, great. And so I did. And the second time, I was like, you know, Mike, if you're willing to, and if you need me and you need somebody to substitute, I'm willing to try. I mean, how much trouble can I get in? Yeah. About a month later, Mike said, hey, listen, I'm going fishing. Do you want to cover the show? So he basically turned the reins of the radio station over to me. The man was incredibly trusting.
Yeah. I forgot that you did the show a couple times, I think, or at least once.
I had been on the show. Actually, George Adair and I did when Mike went down to the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Right.
The
yeah.
annual thing. Yes, you know, you have to basically block out. He's not going to be there that Sunday.
Yes.
So George Adair and I were there that week. And yeah, I'd done it a couple of times. But Mike, both in terms of the radio show and with the Tuesday morning meetings, because he also gave me an opportunity mm-hmm. to talk about stuff that is not directly related to buying and selling, but it's so very important. And he was just, as I say, a trusting, what a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, he saw the big picture, and that's right. why it was important that you be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for being a guest and a family member now of the Real Estate Hour.
Allison, I'm so glad to be your friend.
Oh, me too, Keith. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it, and we'll stay in touch.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Keith. All righty. One more call that we have. This is a special lady who Mike just loved to death. She was on the radio show a couple of times, Denise Fry. Make your house a home staging, and we loved having you on, Denise. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Denise. Simple
tribute. I'm enjoying the story so much, and I had so many things to say, and John Duran just took them all right out of my mouth.
No, you know what? You can't say it too many times, so
yeah,
go,
say it
go
again.
Right ahead.
Say
sounds
it again.
Differently
yeah,
coming from you.
I could go on and on. And first, Luann, I want to send you my love and condolences. And this is really hard on me because I get emotional. And like all people, I have a tremendous fear of public speaking. But Mike always helped me through that.
And, me too.
One of my favorite stories was... You know, and if you listen to Mike tell the story, you would think that I was married numerous times, like Liz Taylor, but I've only been married twice. but he and Luann were at my first wedding.
I was.
And I had those pictures left over, and I had the idea to incorporate them into our staging. And so I put them on nightstands here and there throughout houses, and do you know not one single person ever noticed it was me except for Mike, our dear Mike. And he got such a kick out of that he shared that story every time I was on the radio show, and I would tell him, hey buddy, get some new material. And do you know, now I would just give anything to hear him tell that story again. And I just loved him so much, and he was a light and a mentor, and he will be so missed, truly.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you for that. And I remember that story, and he did tell it every time.
Yeah.
So I can't think of you without thinking of that story.
It's one of the best stories I have. I have so many, but that, and I know people are waiting to get on, and I just wanted to say that I love you all, and he'll be missed.
He will. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling. I don't know. Do we have a break in our calls? Oh, we have a break. You can call. We have some time. We have plenty to talk about, but we do have some time for a couple more calls. 707-636-1350. We're celebrating the life and the memory of a great man, what we call an icon. Everybody loved, and truly, when I think I mentioned on the morning show with Pat Kerrigan, I would mention to people that I was working with Mike Kelly, and the most common thing I would hear is, "Oh, I just love Mike Kelly." I mean, it was everybody. They just, he had this presence about him, and
he was like Santa Claus.
Just a night, like Denise just said, a light. I mean, he really was, and you know, and he had he got impatient and gruff sometimes, and that was him, and that was, he was very much a D-type person.
If you're
familiar with the, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah, and
don't
I don't mean that
Mike
in a bad
for
way.
An opinion
no.
if you don't want to hear it.
Exactly. No, no, and I yeah, I don't mean that exactly. at all in a bad way. That was his. He was a presence, and he was a D, you know, driver. He would you'd throw an idea out there, and he'd run with it. And get out of my way. I'm going to make this happen. I want to make sure I mention he had gotten involved a few years ago, Luann and Mike, both with the Children's Museum of Sonoma County, and in the Press Democrat article, it mentions. Donations in Mike's name to the Children's Museum would be nice. And then another organization, Starcross.
The Starcross Monastery up in Annapolis with Brother Toby.
Yeah, and they're doing some great work too.
Right,
yeah.
They do work for, they raise children with AIDS.
And I know he would buy some client gifts Christmas time. He would do, you know, right. and support them through purchasing
right,
gifts.
Right, we would buy mm-hmm. client gifts, and we would always get at least two wreaths for the house and some of Mary's books. They were special in our heart.
Oh, good. Well, so a donation to them and a donation to the Children's Museum. So it's starcross.org I believe Children's Museum is CMOSC.org. And I've been involved in, I think, introduced Mike to the Children's Museum. And he, it was funny because when we first talked about it, he said, what's the Children's Museum? What is a museum? They walk around and look at art. No, it's a hands-on, you know. And just like everything else, he got involved and he saw the potential, he saw what they were doing, and he wanted to be a part of it. He was instrumental in helping them get the Sonoma Beekeepers and the bee exhibit.
Right, I remember that. Yes,
yeah, so the Children's Museum now has a big bee exhibit from a lot of help from the Sonoma County Beekeepers Association and a lot of influence from Mike Kelly. So, you know, like I said, he would hear an idea, you know, either it was his great idea or he would hear somebody else's idea.
It didn't make any difference. If it was a great idea, he was all over it.
He was going to run with it. And it wasn't about taking credit for it or anything like that. It was, you know, that's a great idea. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
You know, you can see why he would be interested in the Children's Museum because he was childlike himself. And really.
And also,
not childish, but childlike. He had that kind of enthusiasm
and
for
fun,
things.
He was a fun guy.
And also for Mike, it was never about the money. And the reason I really know that is that we would put his commission checks in his mailbox, and they sat there oftentimes for months before he'd pick them up. In fact,
he was busy doing other stuff.
In fact, a couple of days ago, Luann came by the office to pick up his mail, and there were stacks of checks. All kinds of checks, and we used to joke about him having his file complete to get his check, and he would just laugh and say, it's not about the money, you know, it's about what he can do.
Yeah.
And he really lived that life.
He did. I think, do we have a call?
Hi, this is Luann. I just, something came across here. I wanted to mention, and I don't know if I can get through this, but Mike and his Uncle Tom Kelly, very, very close. And I think Uncle Tom, I'm sure, came on the air one show, at least with Mike, and I'm trying to recall that particular show. They probably talked each other's ears off, and I don't know if that was before or after their trip to Ireland. But Mike took Uncle Tom, very, very close, to Ireland. Uncle Tom had never been to Ireland. And the two of them planned a trip, and they went from here. I think they flew into England, where a cousin, one of the other Kellys, Kathy Nochi, was living and working. And she had a chauffeur that drove them around England and this and that, and then spent some time with them, and then sent them over to Ireland, and they had such a great time looking around. And I remember the story of trying to kiss the Blarney Stone, and Uncle Tom got in. Mike said he couldn't get in there because he couldn't bend over that much, but Uncle Tom got in there, bent over, and came out with a big crack on his skull or something. And Mike said, what happened to you? And he said, the Blarney Stone kissed me back. And then spent some time in Sainte-Chapelle when they went back to France. But that was a trip that the two of them really, really cherished.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget their friendship.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was very fond of him. I think he was kind of like a father to him more, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
I mean, because his father passed away younger. Right. And Uncle Tom, that story of when he came on the radio show, he told it, you know, we'd all go, oh, it's that story again. But it was a good story. And he did tell that story a lot about him, you know, buying a house or selling his house in San Francisco and how much it's worth now. And he's all, if I had held on to it, it would have been worth $1 million, yeah. You know, and it was, he did love him.
Yeah.
And they did have a great connection.
And when they moved up here from the city, Mike, Uncle Tom, Mike and his family were living in the city, and his brother Tom, Uncle Tom, bought a cabin up here in Guerneville. It's called Uncle Tom's Cabin. Still here today. His daughter Kimberly and Berta and the family still have it. It was after that they came up and visited. They visited the Russian River for a number of years before they actually moved up here, and they bought a house just a couple doors down, and that's where Mike was raised. In Guerneville. So, you know, Paul was right about all the stories of the Guerneville boys, and you know, when the town was really small, they could get away with playing football after everybody went back to school in September. The streets got really lonely up there because it was just the river kids. It wasn't really a resort area after that, and they would go down on Halloween and pumpkin and egg everything and do all this, but they had to come back the next day and clean it up. So but they had some great stories out there.
Yeah. Yes. He did have some amazing stories, and we lost a great historian, storyteller, lived a very full life. There's a great article in the Press Democrat that kind of goes into that a little bit more. It wouldn't be the Real Estate Hour tribute if we didn't talk about the Christmas story. So do we have a minute?
Well, actually, we got a couple minutes, but I did want to play one other thing, too.
Okay, we're going to play a couple of clips.
Well, it's not a clip, it's this. Okay. Yeah, remember this? He'd say, look out out there.
Shark alert.
Remember the shark alert. If something sounds too good, don't do it. And just remember that thing. But yeah, we do have, and this is the song he used to play.
I'll be Christmas.
Yeah, and you know, he would almost have to wrestle me to play it. Not this year so much for whatever reason, but, you know, it can't be this time.
I know. Already we'd start in November.
And then, of course, we have to have one winner sound. His Christmas trivia show. Take a listen.
Al from Gattati. Hey, Al, what's up?
Hi, Mike. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. So, what's the answer?
The answer is his favorite radio show is Little Orphan Annie.
Yes, and what did he get in the mail?
The Secret Decoder.
Right? You, man, you are a stud. I'm telling you, you are. You're like me. You're a listener. I mean,
you're like me.
I just show all the time. I always pick up all these little things.
Yeah, he ends up calling him a stud twice.
Yeah, and you're like me.
He was a stud, right?
Yeah. So, and it really, we got about a minute to the top of the hour. This is just bad. You know, I didn't really know what to expect when we came in here. And,
we were going to wing it.
This was really something else. I appreciate everybody who called in. You kept me busy the whole 2 hours. And as the guests say, it flew by.
It did fly by. Let's get quick from everybody. John,
I just want to say that the gift that Mike gave our community, beyond his friendship and his inspiration, the fact that he showed up for 30 years doing the radio show every Sunday, every Tuesday he showed up and moderated our breakfast. He was, as I said earlier, an Iron Man, and from a baseball standpoint, because he loved baseball, he was my Cal Ripken, and he made it all work, and I loved him as a brother.
Yeah, thank you. Eileen?
And I'll just say that I'm going to miss him so much personally, but our office, the Keller Williams office, we have about 160 agents in the offices with the three sites, and we're all missing him.
Oh. Go ahead. We are all missing him, and I didn't mean to cut you off. We get down to the end, and we're going, oh, my gosh. So Luann wanted to make sure that we know about the celebration.
Yeah, I don't know much about it, but I know that the realtor community is planning. a celebration.
We have a committee that we're putting together.
Thank you, John.
Yes.
And so that you can take care of your family's personal services, and we'll take care of the public services.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Yeah, we're going to be talking and
really big show.
Obviously, you're going to be involved. A really big shoot. And yes, thank you so much.
And I just want to say one thing. It's been an amazing 2 hours, and for me, Sunday mornings are never going to be the same around this place, and I'm going to miss Mike a lot.
Me too.
Yeah. Me too.
We love you, Mike.
I love you, baby. Mike.
We're done.
Did you ice it?
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Sean Livingston.
And you're tuned in to KSRO Santa Rosa,
the North Bay headquarters of the Nation.